Okay, imagine this. You're looking at this really grainy surveillance tape. It's quiet, kind of unsettling. Dimly lit corridor. You can almost feel that morgue chill, right?
Yeah, definitely. And this is Hillgrove, Illinois, 1978.
A town that seems perfectly normal on the surface, but underneath, something else is going on.
Something deeply strange. And it
It's
centers around this one guy, Walter Briggs.
right, Walter Briggs. He was the night janitor at the Hillgrove Municipal Morgue. Pretty solitary gig. Quiet.
Until it wasn't quiet anymore, until something started showing up on the security camera.
Yeah, something that just shattered the routine.
The camera just, running constantly caught this, well, this anomaly, something that shouldn't be happening.
Night after night. And always at the exact same time, 3:13 a.m., an unmarked ambulance just pulls up.
No lights, no sirens, no markings, just appears. And these men get out, all dressed in white lab coats.
Their movements were described as really precise, almost
Yeah.
robotic. And they're unloading stretchers, covered stretchers.
But here's the really bizarre part. These weren't new arrivals to the morgue.
No, not at all. These were bodies that had already been buried, like earlier that same day.
Exactly. Put in coffins, sealed, buried in the town cemetery, and then somehow they're back, wheeled into the morgue again.
How? I mean, how is that even possible? It makes no sense. Sealed
It
coffins.
completely defies logic. And you can imagine Walter Briggs
Yeah.
seeing this play out on the monitors night after night.
He couldn't just ignore that. You couldn't. You'd have to know what was going on.
Curiosity, maybe fear, probably a mix of both. He decided he wasn't just going to watch the tapes. He needed to see it firsthand.
So he finds a spot to hide somewhere in the morgue, and he waits. He watches these men in white.
And they weren't like prepping the bodies for reburial or anything normal. No, they were doing something else.
Extracting something. That's what he saw. They were actually taking something out of the corpses.
Small objects. And the description is just wild. They were glowing, pulsating, even.
Glowing and pulsating from dead bodies. What?
Yeah.
What could that possibly be?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Some kind of residual energy, something biological we don't understand. It's.
And the whole thing was just wrapped in secrecy. 3 a.m., unmarked vehicle, sterile lab coats. It screams covert operation.
Absolutely. This wasn't standard procedure. I mean, burying someone is usually pretty final. This systematic retrieval
Yeah.
suggests these glowing things were incredibly important.
Important enough to risk everything, apparently.
Right.
And then comes the moment that just ramps up the creep factor to 11.
Yeah, this is where it gets really chilling. While they're doing this procedure, one of the figures
Stops,
stops him.
turns, and looks directly into the security camera lens.
Oh, wow. Like they knew they were being watched or sensed the camera somehow.
It's so ambiguous, right?
Right.
Was it just noticing the camera, or did they sense Walter hiding, or was it something more deliberate,
Yeah.
like an awareness?
Direct stare. It just adds another layer of impossible to this whole thing. And right after that, the tape cuts out, just goes black, but not before recording sounds of heavy pounding, like on a door, and violent shaking.
And then nothing. Silence.
The next day, Walter Briggs is gone, vanished. No note, no word, just gone.
And the tapes, the surveillance tapes that recorded all this.
Also gone, disappeared from the town archives, wiped clean.
Wow. So Walter disappears, the evidence disappears. It sounds deliberate, like a cover-up.
It strongly implies that yes, someone wanted this whole incident buried, literally and figuratively, and maybe Walter along with it.
Which leaves us with this pile of just terrifying questions. What were those glowing, pulsating things?
And why go to the trouble of digging up buried bodies to get them? Why not, intercept them earlier?
Who were these guys in the lab coats? Government? Something else?
And that look at the camera. What did that mean? Were they sending a message?
And maybe the biggest question, what happened to Walter Briggs? Was he silenced for what he saw?
The narrative leaves it open, but the implication is heavy. It forces you to consider some really unsettling possibilities.
Let's talk about those objects again. Glowing, pulsating. Does that suggest some kind of life force or energy?
The pulsating aspect is key, I think. It implies activity, something dynamic, not just inert matter. Maybe something only present for a short time after death, hence the buried bodies. Or maybe the burial process itself was important somehow.
Okay, and the figures. If it was a government thing, What kind of experiment are we talking about? This is way beyond anything public.
Deep black budget stuff, maybe. Research into life, death, energy. Things they wouldn't want anyone knowing about. It explains the resources, the secrecy.
But does it explain the glowing? That feels less scientific, more supernatural.
That's where it gets tricky. The clinical approach suggests science, but the phenomenon itself pushes boundaries. Could it be tapping into something beyond conventional physics? Or maybe not human agents at all.
Right. What if these weren't government spooks, but something else entirely? Entities interested in the dead for their own reasons.
The morgue is often seen as this liminal space, right, between worlds. Perhaps it attracted something unusual. The secrecy could be their nature, not just human covert ops.
And Walter. Just collateral damage. Saw too much.
Seems likely. His disappearance timed with the tapes vanishing. It's hard to see it as a coincidence. He became a loose end.
So we're left with these possibilities. A terrifyingly advanced, unethical government project.
Or something genuinely paranormal interacting with the recently deceased in ways we can't fathom.
Or maybe. A disturbing mix of both. Could a government agency have stumbled onto something they couldn't control or even partnered with? Something else.
It's a chilling thought. And that moment with the camera.
Yeah, let's circle back to that. It wasn't just a glance, was it? It felt pointed.
It felt like an acknowledgement. Like, we see you watching, whether you as Walter or just the surveillance itself. It implies intelligence, awareness, control, perhaps.
So the story just ends there. No answers. Walter's gone. Tapes are gone. Just mystery.
Total mystery within the narrative, yes. Everything just vanishes.
But here's the really unsettling final thought, isn't it? Given the nature of what was apparently happening, this extraction, this secrecy.
What if it didn't actually stop in 1978?
Exactly. What if Hillgrove wasn't the end? What if that activity, whatever it was, whoever they were, just got better at hiding?
What if it's still going on, unseen, unheard, just operating in the shadows, right below the surface of our everyday lives? That's the dread that lingers.